Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code so I can locate an account for you?
70601.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Jacobson, J-A-C-O-B-S-O-N.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, I do believe I've located an account here. It's just loading. If I can ask that you verify the shipping address for security purposes, please.
Okay. 222 Louis, L-O-U-I-E, Street, Apartment 245, Lake Charles, Louisiana, 70601.
Okay, thank you for that information. So the account that I have here located, I can see that there was a contest entry for a, looks like a Walmart card that was done using our services previously. It also shows here that you are signed up for the Bites Hub membership, which is
that's
a
what
mail
I want.
App.
Somebody got my number. Somebody's got my number, and they're going to have to change the card again anyway because it's still out there or whatever. I didn't do that, and I was just wanting to know if there was any way I could get a refund on it or something. I live on a fixed income, and my it's not a Walmart card. It's a Direct Express. That's what I get my my payment on from Social Security, you know. And
uh-huh.
It's not very much a month, and I don't do stuff like this on my phone. And I'm trying to get things fixed. They asked me to try to get things fixed on there as I could, you know, and they're getting me a new card made because Direct Express is the name of the card. Anyway, because I didn't make these charges. I don't know who did, and I tell you what, they're giving me a headache and a half. I'm a diabetic. It's really doing me some harm here. And I was just wondering if there's any way you could help me on getting rid of that charge and what's charged. Would you say something subscribe to it?
Right. So what this is it's a meal app that you would download to your mobile device. It provides you with different meal plans and recipe guides to eat better. It does renew each month until you do call in to cancel it. This was just signed up for, though, by entering into a contest entry online. So if we've got your...
See, I don't do that. That's okay. What I'm saying. I would like those menus, though. That sounds pretty good. But I'm a diabetic, and I've got to have certain ones and everything. So is there any way you can help me with this charge?
So
I mean,
what I was just going to state to you is because you did say that, you know, you're a diabetic and things like that, this program actually sounds like it would actually be pretty beneficial to you. If you would like, I can discount the monthly charge down to $20 if you'd like to stay and try it out.
No, ma'am, I really don't. I really don't have money to do monthly stuff. Right now I'm just really getting settled in. From a
okay.
Moving in last October. I was just started in October. I think I'm actually moved here in August, but I've been trying to get things situated here. But I can't afford any of that. You know, like I said, somebody took my number. Really, I've been having trouble with this card ever since the hurricane. But it was a different number then. I've got the number changed, and somehow this one got it out anyway. So I'm going to have to do something different here. I mean, you know.
Okay. What I can do for you as far as with this charge, for one, I've already canceled the account. That prevents all future billing effective immediately. And as a courtesy, what I can do for the $59.89 charge is at least issue back a courtesy refund of 25%. It's going to be considered a valid charge because we have the account information matching as yours. I wouldn't consider it a fraudulent account, typically because when cards are, you know, stolen, then that information is set up in other people's names and addresses and
right,
stuff like that.
Right.
But
so
I can get you back a 25%. Well, let me speak
Okay.
with my supervisor and see what more I can do for you, okay?
Yeah, because I live on low income and I haven't even paid my rent. I'm so scared they're going to come get me.
Oh, goodness. Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me just a second. Let me speak with the supervisor for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no problem. Okay, thank you for patiently holding for me. My supervisor
Okay.
informed me that we can issue back a refund minus a $5 setup fee. That's just for the account being created. So that would at least get you back $54.89.
Oh, you're so great. So great. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. So let me go ahead and process this.
Okay.
That's $54.89 being refunded. It'll take about 3 to 5 business days to reflect. And I'm going to provide you with the cancellation number here in just 1 second.
Okay. And what was your name again?
It's Kayla.
Kayla. Okay. I just like to write down the name I'm talking to.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I understand.
Do I need your last name or Kayla's okay?
Well, you can take my last name. It's Smith.
Smith, okay.
But give me just 1 second here. I'm just processing that refund.
Okay. I sure do. Thank you. And tell your boss or whoever that was that you okayed it with. Oh, Lord, you don't know how many headaches and throwing up I've done.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, yeah. This has made me so nervous.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I get paid once a month, and I mean, I just had gotten paid, and it was all gone.
Oh man.
Oh yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can understand that frustration.
Oh Lord.
Okay, so I have everything successfully processed here. I do have that cancellation number if you're ready.
Yes.
All right, that's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
9207.
9207.
000.
3 zeros.
It's actually going to be 4. 4
okay.
Zeros. And then the last number is a 2.
2, okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much, Kayla.
You're welcome. Is there anything
else
I'd be able to...
Is that all I need?
Yeah, that's just your cancellation confirmation number. I've canceled everything out. You won't get billed anything further, and that refund will reflect within about 3 to 5 business
days.
Okay, I sure
do. Thank you. You don't know how much. I appreciate you.
No problem at all. I was glad that I could help you today, and I do want to thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you so much. You too. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.